Hashem, 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 Hashem. So now we're going to go to the Parshas Tazria Tahar. Doesn't call Parshas Metzera, doesn't want to talk negative. Call the Parshas Taharas. So let's go to Parshas Tahar. We want to be pure.
All of your eggs.
That's what we used to do, pigs, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're doing Parshas Tahar. Right?
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. It's Kuklune, Parshas Tahar. Puhayyama, he said, Al Shlesha Dvarim are three things, how Elam Ahmed, the world stands. Right, from the Mishnah and Elvis. Ala Emes, Ala Din, Ala Shalom. On truth, judgment, and peace. That's the Mishnah and Elvis, Parak Al. I think it's page Kuf Nun Hei.
I know, but we also
have Parak Tazria, yeah,
I know
what they're saying. Looks easier. Says Yesh Lahav, you have to understand. Akash Shikvah Kadam Shemet Tzadik. Before Shemet Tzadik, Shem Yisherek Nesagdela. But also, he already made Shloisha Amudim L'Kim Ha'Olam. He said there are three things the world stands on. The beginning of the paragraph, Mishnah Beis, says Tara Avadik Milas Chasadim. So Ma'arib Shimon Gamliel. Where did Shimon Gamliel come Lachlak to argue? Lifchay Rishloish Shloisha Chaim to choose three other things. The Mishnah already says the world stands on three things: Tara, Avada, and Gemilas Chasadik. So why is he switching that to say no? It stands on three different things. It stands on Emes, Din, and Shalom. Page Kuf Nun Hey. It's fine. So what are we saying here? So what did he say? What is Shimon coming to say this for? The Neil Yusyat Deshmaya. The Yadua HaRamam, the Ramam says, he split up speech into five categories. Ha'echad, what's the first category? Mitzvah, but this category, the speech that was a mitzvah. Zech, elik, Torah, tefillah, right, Torah, learning Torah, davening, shevach, ba'edah, praise, l'shmais, baruch to Hashem. Vashemi, ahov. Hushayach, which is, it's, so the first thing is the best thing is what you should speak about. It's a mitzvah to speak about these things. The next thing, it's beloved, it's good to speak about these things, to use your speech for this. Fuhusha Yachas is what has connection. L'midas Tavis Hasichlius. To midas, good midas. You tell people nice things, and you speak nice things with your mouth, and good character traits. Say thank you, give people compliments, talk nice about people. That is the second level, which is also good to do with your speech. Vashlishi Mutter. The third level, it's Mutter, it's allowed. We don't know if you should do it. It's the best thing to do. It's not a mitzvah. But it's Mutter, it's allowed. But who tibur? This is speech. So tzarich ladav, you need to speak the maso matan umischar business and business dealings. Varavii said once you already get to the fourth category, nizar, you better be careful from it. But who sheker v'chanuf? It is lies and flattery, rechilus, leitanus, makri v'chayitza and the like. The chamishi nimos. The fifth level is something which is disgusting. So what's more disgusting than even speaking lashon hara at the beginning? Interesting. He says, "V'hu dibur sicha b'teila." When you're speaking for nothing, that's worse than speaking lashon hara. Just talking for nothing with nothing to do with it. Pretty bad. Hashem should help us. Sicha b'teila, the lowest type of speech. Yadu as known, gufa other the body of a person nikra olam kath is called the smaller world. Masha amr like this. Masha amr b'sein is like chazan sibet tikunim and the tikunim in the zayar. Now we know Akim Gufa Adam, the existence of the body of a person, who Allah Dibur exists through speech, so like it says, Mavis Mechaim, Yadalash, life and death are in the hand of the tongue. Therefore, this explains us the difference between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the other Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, when he said the world stands on Din Emes and Emes Din and Shalom, why are you Ba'ilim Ha'ikari? Wasn't it referring to the main world, this world? Shadira Shimon HaTzadik, what Shimon HaTzadik was referring to. Ela Ari Begufa Adam, he's referring to the body of a person. Shagam Zendikur B'Shehel, this also is called the world. Right? We say, Chazal say, a person is called a small world. Vistavka, Shomer Rechmal, Rebbe Lezab, and Pedas. Nichalach, Achrevei La'alma. Is it good for you that we should destroy the world? Upinit Shabbat Tikkun, the Kuni Zera says, Hakavana Al Kufay. This is what it says, Amida Vikim Shal Gufwa Shloisha Chalakim. Migra Chamishim. What he means to say is, The three out of the five types of speech, that's what the world stands on. What do you mean the world stands on three things? We know the world we exist on deeper. Right? Like we explained earlier, because deeper matters to Hashem, it's because of deeper. So when we say the world stands on three things, he meant the person's world and the world of his speech should be three out of these five types of speech.
The first three.
Shehem, mitzvah, va'ahavah mutar. The first three. Think that it's a mitzvah. Think it's beloved. Think it's mutar. Shepet the Rambam is out. The Rambam says. So how does this, we see this in the Mishnah? Vadin, when you said the world stands on judgment, Rebbe, this is alluding to lachelik, the portion of nikra mitzvah, which is called a mitzvah. Why? Shu esal did by a person, the Torah is chiyah min adin. He has a chiyah min adin, meaning according to the law, according to the judgment, he is required to do these things, to do this speech. So that's what, when it says din, it's referring to the first level of speech. Va emes, Rebbe lachelik and nikra, oh, when he says the world stands in emes, it's referring to, it's hinted into the chelik, which is called beloved. Which is the midas which we understand, the midas tells the good character traits we use our mouth for. Because they are considered also emes. Bringing peace, the third level of what it's allowed to speak.
What's the three though? Isn't it the first one is to thank and praise Hashem, right?
So the first level we said was we had to thank and praise Hashem. The first level was to Torah and mitzvahs and to praise and thank Hashem.
Right. Okay.
So here it's not in the right order of the Mishnah. Right. Really, he's saying that's din.
And then right. And then the second one, ahuv, is what? What does ahuv mean?
Said, oh, there's really beloved things that we said. Good things. It's good to speak, which are midas tayvas, complimenting people and being nice to people. Right. So he's saying that is referring to MS. Which could be also, it's you know, it's.
And is it number three business dealings?
Yeah.
So what is that?
And shalom, that's shalom. I'm not sure why he said it in this order, but he says that's shalom. Because why? He says why? Because he says if the way you speak should be remaster matan, because should buy the other parnasa, you find your parnasa. Now why is that shalom? So he says, we say yeah shalom based on beinay leishtai. So once a person brings parnasa into his house, then, right, when you use your speech for shalom, then you'll have parnasa, you have shalom in your house. When you use your speech for business, then you have peace in your house.
Emes was the first one, right? Emes was the praise and thank Hashem. In Torah, that's Emes.
Emes was the middle one. We said din was the first one. We said din was the first one. Din is referring to the first level, which is to do mitzvahs. Because a person that has din has to do these things, you're required to do them. The second level was Emes. Was the second level. Could we also use things referring to the midas which you should understand and your own you should have?
Right.
That's the emes. And the third level is shalom, that's mutter to speak. Why? Because from doing business, they say, and you have money in your house, that's you have shalom. Like it brings the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The kachlim chite mikada, when the finishes the wheat from the jar, naki va'asi tigur, then it becomes fighting in the house. There's not enough food in the house, that's when everyone starts fighting. So first of all, make shalom in the house when you have parnasa. You can have peace between the body and the soul. The body wants food and drink and clothing. If a person would only constantly be learning Torah, so the guf calls out the courage of the others and makes a fight with the nefesh. The guf, the body says, you're ruining me. You have to feed me also. How am I supposed to eat and drink? We're only going to do things which are spiritual. So this is how we understand the difference between the two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah said the world stands on three things. It's referring to Torah Avodah Gevuras Chasadim. It's in our world, in the regular world. Torah Avodah Gevuras Chasadim. This world. But the other world of Shem Gamliel was referring to is a person's own world. A person's personal world stands when he uses these types of three types of speech. Which is Din Emes and Shalom. Oh, so maybe this is what the Pasuk means. Is that seven years after Shemai Ramazan Kasa? This is what we understand the Pasuk. Shloshayim Metiva Tzad, Tharba Metiva Lechas. It's not even about saying three things. Tzad is more like taking steps and lechus like going. Basically, there are three steps you need to take, and there are three things that help you take steps, and four things that help you go. These three things, the three types of speech, which like the helps take the steps of the body. It could last. What does it mean by arba'ahim? There are four. Arba'ahim, these are the four portions in the Torah, which we have pshat, remes, drush, and sight. So why does it say metiv lechas to help a person walk? Sha'ozim la'anim, it makes a person mahalchim paths, ba'aliyas hasulam, going up the ladder of ruchnis, going up the spiritual ladder. Va'akdusha and kedusha, la'alas ma'ala al-gabimah, to go step on top of step. But Rashi would say after Shmuel Pazik like this, we explain the Pazik Ashrei Tumim Yederach Elchem Teretz Hashem. Right, the first Pazik in Kofi Parak Kofi Testament to Tehillim says, "Praiseworthy are those who go, or those who go with simplicity, who go with the ways of Hashem." What does it mean? Holchem Daikas, specifically the ones who go, which is like the people that us we have to go with Hashem's ways. Masha Enki, which is not so, but Malachim Him Besuk Oynim, because they are just standing. But it's called like I said, the side of Malachim Elu at the right. The Malachim can't go up levels. Whatever angel is created, that's what he is. He doesn't go up and down levels. Right? But we could go up and down levels. So that's what the Pasuk says. Praiseworthy are those who go with simplicity, who walk in the ways of Hashem, because we could go up and down that levels. So that's one shot in the Mishnah of Rav Shem ben Gamliel. I have another way to explain this, to explain this Mishnah, that the world stands on three things. Right? Why is he changing the original three things that Torah read Yunus Mazadim? Another way it seems to me, these three things of Shem Gamliel that are alakuf shu olam hakad, referring to the body. Behind this is kikiyum ha'olam wa ashlosh. The existence of the world is dependent on three things: shehem, which are tzon, kol, and mamon. Which we know, as we say, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Right, tzayim is tshuva. Kol is tefillah, and mamon is tzedakah. Right, we say the world can only exist when we have these three things: fasting, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. So therefore, these are the three things of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What I did, remember the same, the judgment, strong judgment, is the aspect of fasting, right? Shuva in the Yisurin is that aspect of the top of the Yisurin. Vedin, the pain and the judgment, Sha'isa Adam, that person does, Machari Gufai, with the physicality of his body, whatever it is. So a person is doing din on himself, I'm fasting next to doing a virus, I'm judging myself, I'm painting myself. So that's din.
Which one? That's Tom.
Tom is din. I'm judging myself, I'm making myself fast, giving myself Yisurim, that's din. Also, we know the whole aspect of the Tzon, the whole purpose of a fast is in order to humble ourselves, to judge ourselves, to do true. The MS.
Prayer.
He says over here, turn. But Emes,
call is prayer.
See. He's saying 11. He's saying time God wants. Din is time. Emes is Remes Lakal Shutara. He's saying Remes, the Emes is referring to the call, which is Tara. Shinikris Teres Emes, like the Teres called Teres Emes. V'shalom zeh ha'mamon shenis letzadaka. This is the money you give to tzedaka. Shezdeh ha'shalom, why else decreases peace in the world? Because like the Pasuk said, v'yimayit tzedaka shalom, the extra tzedaka shalom. Zeh yu seh ha'shmai, and now it says, shloshim me'mitiv etzad. What are the three things? These three things are him at tzom, kalu mamon. Tshuva tefillah tzedaka. Right? Me'tiv etzad lakuf. Through these three things, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, yilei mechila, uslicha, v'chapar, a person will be forgiven al chatayis, v'avedis, v'shalom, through his avedis, by mistake, on purpose, and deliberately. Okay, it's interesting. So, what do we say? The kiva, the shloshe, ilah, since these three things, machlishim, kayach, achar, shabbat, guf, they weaken a person's physical body. Right? Fasting weakens a person. Tarifi weakens a person. And also, it could be money. Say, v'atari dekara tushia, v'atash, 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 the Torah is called tushia because it weakens a person. But tzedakah b'chaser money. Tzedakah also makes the person lose money.
So how does it help us take steps though?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how it works exactly.
Is it forgiveness in time? Is it forgiveness for an atonement for our sins? Because of these things?
I'm just saying, somebody, I don't know exactly, it's called Tadla, Guf. That's what I'm saying. These three things give us Mechila, Slicha, Kfar on our Avers. And also, he explains also deeper how it works. Because since they weaken the body, we know that when a person's body gets weak, their spirituality gets stronger. There's always a battle between the physical and the spiritual. So when the body's getting weak, and we're weakening the body and breaking the body, then the spiritual gets stronger. As I said, since these three things make a person feel they're physically weak, the fast makes someone weak. But also makes a person weak. Makes a person weak. As Tzedakah says, when giving Tzedakah makes a person also weak that they don't have so much money. And the nefesh gets more strength. Why? What do we say? The more the body physical gets weak, that's when the nefesh gets stronger. Like what Shadrach Meshach learned from the pasuk earlier, like we said earlier, Kim Shevet say Yashbel say Yomer, Hashem judges. He lifts this one, he lowers that one. So the Zev Rashi is the pasuk says, "V'koyle Hashem yachalifu koyach." The mashin next to koyach hakuf, when a person lacks body physical strength, most of the kavanah they get added koyach of the nefesh. Pasuk chalim they make a switch. The enough sidim koyach hakuf hanachzar. Ella loyche. When a person's body gets physical weak and they pain their body, so what happens is that their nefesh always gets stronger. So what are we saying here? So we're saying that when a person gives up from his physical, he'll grow in the spiritual. So when he does these three things, right, which we said is Torah, Tefillah, and fasting, Zeklah, there's the rule. Ko mashiachul shelukayach agov. Whenever there's lacking strength, the weakness in the physical body, there's added strength in the strong nefesh. That's how it works. Okay. So what are we saying over here? So what are we saying? We're saying that the more a person breaks their physical, that's how they get more kedusha. Therefore, Hashem commanded us not to eat blood. Right? Blood adds thickness to a person. It makes them have gaiva. She's abi v'yigdal chayv shel guf, because then you're thickening the physicality of the body. Ashkelish chayv v'ema, a person gets so physical it can be almost like an animal. Ashkelish rambanza, like the rambanzin, but then you could call it la nefesh, so it may be very damaging to the nefesh. So what do we say, man? We say to the fash the tikkun of makas kuvich shula. God is obviously actually the kavod of nefesh, but it's kachas instead of la. So he starts with the fact that it adds a person's gashmis when you add the blood, but also takes away from his. Takes away from their spirituality.
As spirituality.
Fine. Let's see these halachas. We study these halachas.
Which is why then it helps you with your body, basically.
Okay, so. Let's see halacha aleph. Yeah. Kol dam me'eruv chai va'oif v'chein dam shlo. Any blood of any types of animals. Asur minatari, you're not allowed to eat it. Asur to eat it. What about blood from fish or grasshoppers? Chazal just said it's usher because it looks like you're eating the usher blood. So if you're eating, so guys, you're sucking the thing and you see the fin and the scale, I have this piece of fish, you're sucking the blood out of it, and it has everyone sees that it's a fish, then it's mutter to eat it because there's no ma'ar sign. What about people blood? You're allowed to eat your own people blood. However, Chazal made it usher and pierced. Chazal said, once it's separated from your body, you're not allowed anymore. Shemai said, "Kula ma'arsai." Therefore, where's the coming? When are you ever eating blood? Sometimes we eat blood. When do we eat blood?
You're brushing your teeth or something.
Brush your teeth. You're eating an apple sometimes. You're shaking tooth. Severe, if you're eating blood. So it depends. If I took the bite of apple, I swallowed the apple, so the blood was in my mouth the whole time, it's not usher. If I took a bite into the apple, the blood stayed on the apple, and then I bit it again, that's usher. You can't eat them in the Ramah. There's no second bites.
Vampires are allowed, so it's not eating the body.
Kobe. Therefore, you bit the piece of bread with your teeth. The bread got dirty. To scrape it off, to eat the kikar. Unless you have blood between your teeth. Unless you also your finger is bleeding. Put your finger with it in your mouth. Because people realize you're drinking your sucking your finger because you got hurt. He said you're allowed to suck your finger. Meshchav asked you're allowed to. Because everyone sees why you're doing it. However, you stopped bleeding, that your thing is just full of blood, and then you can't do my side. If it's a middle, still bleeding, every guy sees my finger is bleeding. Yeah. Then they spit in it, they suck it, they have like these remedies and it stops bleeding.
Yeah.
Then it's mutter. Everyone sees it's still bleeding.
Yeah.
But if it finished bleeding, just there's blood on it, that's going to be awesome. Good?
Yeah. Like, on a harmful, depending
which
it is, it's like, will it actually
be
harmful?
Yeah,
especially
and
depending on the
trend. No, because the rice, they say you're allowed to eat people's blood. Okay. I mean, the rice. The rabbanon said it's marasai, so he has no marasai. Everyone sees what you're doing, therefore it's not going to be, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Fun. Every funny going downstairs, funny going downstairs, his speeches are on. Going downstairs?
What?
No, his speeches are on. Okay, fine. Continue. Fine. The behemoth of dam hanefesh b'karis. By an animal, chay and oif, to eat the blood is a chiv karis. If it's the dam of the nefesh. Al dam ha'ivarim, but blood from the limbs, b'lois it's only b'lois tasi. So we're gonna stop over here, fine? Just Sunday morning we're gonna try to start learning